Hey, open up. Big bro, I know you're in there. I need to talk to you. You know what? I'm coming in. Hey, don't yell at me. You should have answered me the first time. You were too wrapped up in your porn to notice. Actually, that chick has some awesome tits. I'd kill to have some like that. Oh. Yeah, that's right. I have like a favor to ask. You know Matt, right? My boyfriend? Well, me and him are getting very serious. Like, very serious. And we've already been to first base and slid all the way to second, but we haven't reached third or fourth yet. And he really, really wants to do it. This Friday, actually, and we've made arrangements and everything. But I have one teeny problem. See, the thing is that I sort of told him that I'm not a virgin. Oh, why? Well, because he said he didn't want to be with a virgin because he heard that they scream and tend to bleed and stuff like that. And he sort of freaked out by that. I know, it sounds stupid that I lied to him because of that, but like, I don't want us to break up over something stupid like that. So, the thing is that I sorta need you to, take my virginity. How the fuck can you say no so quickly? Come on, bro. I really need you to do it. You'd be saving my relationship. And don't you know how fragile a girl in love's heart can be? Look, what can I do to convince you? I can wash dishes during your week, or I can walk Hulk during your week. I'll clean your room. I'll do your school reports. I can even convince Melanie's sister Catherine to go out with you. I know you've been lusting for her for a long time. Okay, money. Money. Do you want money? I saved up like 400 bucks from my job. And we get our allowances later this week. That's 420 bucks, bro. All that in your pocket just so you can fuck your darling little sister. Fine. I guess I'll just have to play hardball. Panty thief. I know you're the one stealing my panties, bro. Not even the clean ones. The used one with all my sweat and gruel. You know, I've always thought you'd be some sort of panty thief type or whatever. I just didn't think you'd be stealing your younger sister's. My favorite one went missing the other day, the Hello Kitty one? Yeah. So, knowing the pervert that you are, I decided to do a bit of detective work. So, I waited till you left this little den of yours and snuck around. Of course, I found what tends to be in every boy's room: crumpled tissue, a couple of failed tests hidden away. But I found something very interesting that I think you don't usually see. See, the thing is, not only did I find one, I found five different pairs of my panties hidden under your bed. Which, I have to say, it's kind of an obvious spot, don't you think? I mean, anyone besides me could have found them too, you know? I mean, Hulk could have pulled them out from under there, Mom could have found them the next time she decided to clean up in here a bit. I mean, you should be calm that I got to them first. But don't be too calm. I'm not done here yet. You know, boys only really have panties in hiding in their room for a few reasons. One, they had a girl over for sex and she forgot them because she was in a rush to leave. Two, they're wearing the panties themselves. Or three, they stole them and are pleasuring themselves with them. And I'm pretty sure that it's the latter with you. So, here's how it's going to go down. Either you take my virginity and help me prepare for Matt, or I can tell Mom what you've been doing with my panties. You're right. It might seem too far-fetched for Mom to believe if I just ran up and told her. But, after all, what are photos for? You know, Big Bro, you should really lock your doors if you're going to pleasure yourself with my undies. Anyone could come sneak in and take incriminating pictures. Mm-mm. I'll delete them after you fuck me. Now what's it going to be, Big Bro? Will you take my virginity, or would you rather I show these pictures to our mom? I'm glad you made the right choice. Sorry I had to get all blackmail-y and stuff, but you're the only person I can, like, trust with this sort of thing. Look at it this way. You'd get to be the first inside your cute little sister's pussy. Oh, that got you really excited, didn't it? You're already pitching a large tent in those sweatpants of yours. I've never sucked on a cock before, but I've seen those girls in the pornos do it. It shouldn't be too hard, right? So what are you waiting for? Drop those sweats. So this is a cock up close, huh? It has sort of a strong, manly smell. It's kind of nice, though. It looks really big, too. I'm not sure if I can fit it in my mouth, but I'll try my best. So, bon appetit? There's like this weird bleachy taste in my mouth. I learned about this in health. You're already leaking pre-cum, right? The taste is really potent. Well, Matt's taste just as potent. Doesn't really matter since we're about to fuck, but I'm keeping my bra on though. I'm sort of conscious about my lack of boobs. You harden right up when I pull down my shorts. Does it excite you seeing your little sister in her pink panties? I bet you're more excited to see what's under them. Look, Big Bro, my little pussy is right in front of your eyes. A ball-dripping little cunt ready for you to tear into. I'm getting a bit excited myself. Get ready. You're going to be the first to explore this new untapped territory of mine. Alright, just whenever you're ready, stick it in. I think I can take it. Oh, ow, ow, ow. more than I thought it would. I'm fine. You can just keep going. Ouch. Oh, fuck. Okay, I can see what Matt was talking about. But this is why I'm doing it. Is that blood? You tore into my hymen, and now I'm covering your cock in my original blood. Oh, no, no, don't you dare stop. We already came so far. I refuse to stop here. I mean, it feels a bit better now, I guess. It still hurts, but it kind of feels good too. Wait, I have an idea. If you kiss me, maybe that will take my mind off the pain. Okay. I feel so good, big bro. It feels really good now. Yes. I'll keep going. Don't stop. I like the feeling of my virgin home being pounded by my brother. Yes. Yeah. Uncle. Yes. Yes. Keep going. Blood is leaking all over your bed. But, I mean, at least I've gotten rid of that damn virginity. Yeah, I'm deleting the pictures now. Look, they're all gone. So, this doesn't have to be a one-time thing, you know. If you're ever in the mood, you can let me know and we can fuck again. Well, thanks, bro. I'll also be taking the panties you stole back. But since I'm feeling a little grateful, I'll let you keep my Hello Kitty ones.